So my name is Maureen Raw, and I'm going to start out by praying. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, just thank you so much that you're here. Just ask that you would increase your presence, God. Father, I thank you for just every word that you have given me. I pray that you would anoint it. I pray that it would be your word that comes out, Lord. Father, I thank you that you have prepared the hearts here to hear it, God. Yeah, and Father, we just ask for, like, more of your love, God. More of your wisdom and more of your revelation. And we just bind up every bit of unbelief and every spirit of doubt in Jesus' name. Okay, so I always feel like when I'm speaking to people who know me and don't know me, that I should share a little bit about myself. So, you know my name. I was born here in Toronto, kind of grew up in the city. And when I was 5, my mother started to perm my hair. It's true. There's pictures, there's evidence. So I had really big hair from the time that I was 5 until I was about 15. And, you know, Tina's laughing. It's a Korean thing. Yes, so I'm Korean. And when I turned about 12, it became a choice. And I like the big poofy hair. It was the 80s, but the heart of it was really that I kind of identified with black people. And so my secret desire, which is not so secret now, is that I really wanted an afro. And still do. But, that's a little bit about me. Yeah, so if it starts to get really heavy, just imagine the fro. Line things up a bit. I was asked to talk about stewardship, so I did a little bit of a word study and found out that the original Greek word for steward is manage or administer. So I'm going to take a drink of water while you all think about that. So I was like, God, okay, you want me to talk about, well, they want me to talk about stewardship. What exactly am I supposed to talk about? Stewarding what? There's so many things, you know, finances, gifts, the people that we have in ourselves, all that kind of thing. And really felt like God wanted me to talk about stewarding our heart attitude towards the body of Christ, other Christians, and our spiritual family here at Central, specifically here at Central. So I'm going to say that again. Stewardship, stewarding our heart attitudes towards the body of Christ at large, other Christians at large, and our spiritual family here at Central. And I really felt like he wanted me to talk about why our hearts are important and why the attitudes in our heart are important. And the reason for that is because our hearts are a key to our relationship with God. I think some of you know that already, but it's always good to say again. And as well, like the condition that our hearts are in, you know, it really has an impact on our relationship with God. Does that sound good? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I really feel like God wants you to know, again, some of you might already know this, but it's always good to hear things over and over again, that family is really important to him, that relationships are really important to him. And that's why he created us, and that's why we're in relationship with him. Right? It's not just about knowing stuff and having the knowledge, it's about actually experiencing a relationship with God, but not in isolation, right? It's about coming together as a family. It's about coming together as a body to encourage one another, to, like, you know, call things out of one another, to grow together in something that is bigger than just ourselves. Would you agree? Yeah. and that we are, as a body of Christ, working towards something that is higher, that's bigger than just one person, right? And if I could just summarize what I think that is and what I feel that God is wanting to talk about tonight as well, is that it's about carrying His presence here. You know, carrying His love within us together. And I know some of us have experienced what that feels like already, and it's really exciting, wouldn't you say? When you experience the love of God besides somebody else who's experiencing the love of God, it's like it's a multiplication thing. And on our own, in our own lives, having that relationship with God is really important. But so is coming together as a family, so is coming together as a body. And there's a purpose in it. I'm going to get to that. So I don't know if all of you know this, but one of the four core values of TACF is healing life's hurts. So if you didn't know, now you know. And one of the things I find really refreshing about TACF is that like our founding pastors, John and Carol Arnott, along with our senior pastor, Stephen Sanderlong, they're very transparent about how they go in for healing regularly. And they've said it, you know, publicly, it's not a secret, they talk about it, and I find that really refreshing, and it's a great model for us. And I think this is why we have encounters twice a year, right? It gives all of us, yeah, did you just go?
Yeah.
Was it amazing?
Oh, yeah.
No, seriously, hands up if you've been on an encounter. Right? And it's not meant to be one-time thing, like, okay, you know, did it once, I'm good. We really believe in healing. We really believe in the healing of our hearts. In Proverbs 4:23, there's a verse that says, guard your heart, for it's the wellspring of life. And I love having roommates who do a lot of work for you when they don't even know it. So one of my roommates, Monica, had studied this scripture, and she was like, yeah, you know, I never knew this, but the word guard in the original Hebrew means to, like, watch, like a watchman on the city walls. And back in the day, the cities would build up these walls to protect the people within it from other people who were trying to destroy them. And they would have watchmen on those walls to look out and to make sure that it was only good things that were coming in, and that the bad people or bad things weren't coming in to destroy what was in the city. And if anything bad did come in, then they could say, okay, we need to get that thing out. And they would cast it out, or cast out that person, or whatever. And I really feel like God wants us to do that today. You know, to guard our hearts, to look, to take time right now, today, as I speak, to, like, look at our hearts and see what has come in that isn't